Steph, good morning.
Good morning. So we're going to start with Jeff Tweedy, of course, frontman of Wilco, who's released his debut solo album of originals. It's called Warm. And he's had a previous solo album of Wilco covers, but these are brand new solo songs and a companion to his memoir, Let's Go. And it's been hard to discern Jeff Tweedy from Wilco. Like, they're kind of one in the same. He's been tied to that band for so long. But this solo album, I think, comes very, very close to splitting the difference between the two. Most of the album kind of sits in this twangy alt country zone, but he manages to play it both really tough and tender here. And, you know, while waxing philosophicals on life, death, and past mistakes isn't new territory for Jeff Tweedy, there's a newfound, almost clear-sightedness on this album. And I think that's, you know, consequence of things like his father's passing in the past few years. Yeah, and his wife's battle with cancer. So there's a newfound clear-sightedness and also a directness here too. And let's take a cut from it now. Jeff Tweedy with Some Birds.
Useless like fists, I wrestle on TV, but no one ever lets me win. I lean on the wall like a broom, confused by the scope of
it. It is still very reminiscent of Wilco, I think.
Yeah, but I think this one, as I mentioned earlier, really splits the difference. Like, Jeff Tweedy kind of stands, you know, on his own here. And, yeah, great to see some original solo material that he's written, you know, by himself.
Yeah.
He's a very talented songwriter. Jeff Tweedy there with Some Birds from his solo album Warm, which is out now.
Awesome. What else have we got?
I think you're going to really like this next one. Have you heard of Yo-Wo Music?
I can't say I have.
It's something it's a Melbourne-based contemporary music program initiative, which has been running for a few years now. I've only just found out about it. It's a music program that aims to empower girls and gender non-conforming youth in high school.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and through one semester, there's guidance and mentorship from professional female musicians, producers, engineers, and work like that is the debut compilation from them. And, you know, there's just an incredible amount of talent here from these teens and a huge potential for next big things. This collection cuts across pop, rock, jazz, soul, folk, but tied together with that universal search for identity and fitting in that usually comes at that age. So this cut here playing underneath us is called Half the Time.
I would not have guessed they were so young.
Teens.
Wow.
Young people.
I wish I was that talented as a teenager.
Yeah, so Yo-Wo Music, that's what it's called, and the album or debut compilation is Work Like That.
Love it. And we have one more.
So we're going to finish off with the second album from Public Opinion Afro Orchestra. It's called Naming and Blaming and was recorded with a 17-piece ensemble. Yes, it's a vibrant and fresh take on music from 1970s Nigeria, mixing party with the political, which I think has been firm in the group's sound and vision for a while now. Lively and hypnotic Afro beats, joyous horn sections, and some blazing guitar licks here. Most of these songs actually sit over 6 minutes, but there's just some very thrilling and slick moments in jazz and hip-hop style improvisation. And I think most of these tracks kind of take you on an Afro beat odyssey. So my advice here is just to lean back and let Public Opinion Afro Orchestra lead the way. And yeah, we're going to do that for the next few minutes here with a track from them called The System.
Thanks so much, Steph.
Thank you.
Say the system say so.